This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Alma, we know the connection between you and your therapist matters. But if you're already feeling stressed and burnt out, the idea of trying to find a therapist you really connect with can be overwhelming. That's why Alma's focused on helping you find the right therapist for you. When you browse their online directory, you can filter by the qualities that are most important to you. Then, book free 15-minute consultations with any therapist you're interested in seeing. And because 95% of therapists at Alma accept insurance, you can find care that's affordable too. You want to talk to someone, but not just anyone. Alma is there to help you find the right fit. Visit helloalma.com/therapy30 to schedule a free consultation today. That's helloalma.com/therapy30.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Do you have a lean at number nine right now? Like, ideal world, do you have a lean on where you want to go?
If the left tackle is there, Joe Alt, then I think that you almost have to take him. And I would be surprised if the Bears didn't take him. I also say that I'm hedging my bets because I have gone back and forth. If Roma Dunze is there, I like the idea of a rookie quarterback and a rookie wide receiver growing together. And no disrespect to Keenan Allen or DJ Moore, but that could be a very dynamic duo for years to come on the same clock with the same symmetry. So I would probably say I would expect Ryan Poles to take Joe Alt if he's there, but I would probably pull the trigger. On Roma Dunze if he's there.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll see where that goes. And look, like, I think that's going to be a fascinating period of the draft, where I think everyone now in the league is sort of anticipating that four quarterbacks will be gone by the time the Bears go on the clock at nine. And so that pushes position players right down to you in a way that you should have pretty firm control of the draft board at that point to do something that feels best to you. And I think the Bears feel very confident that they handled free agency in a way that gives them that flexibility. And we'll see what goes on from there. I also thought it was notable through some reporting here that we did at the owners meeting this week that the Bears seemed to be in on Mike Williams before Keenan Allen became available. And so they pivoted off one Chargers receiver for another. And I can't believe the amount of excitement and enthusiasm that they feel that they got that done for a fourth round pick and added a player of that caliber to the Chicago Bears roster. There's been so much else going on with Chicago Bears, David, that like the Bears adding a receiver who has more than twice as many career yards as the Bears all-time leader at the position. It was like the seventh most notable development of the month. And we've barely talked about it. And in most years, it would have been like, holy crap, they got Keenan Allen.
That's a good pivot from Mike Williams to Keenan Allen. It's just because you're going to have a young quarterback that needs developing. The other two football nuggets I wanted to get to before we wrap things up in a little bit is that, number one, the secondary gathering together. Apparently, Jaquan Brisker is organizing a good secondary bonding session, from what I understand. And secondly, Dan, we talked about this on the Mullen Hall briefly. They have identified basically or believe in Tyson Bagent as the number two quarterback. So Tyson Bagent, QB2, is something they feel pretty comfortable with at Hallis Hall.
Yeah, I thought that was something worth noting. You know, like that seems to be the direction they're going. Brett Rippon is here as a guy that can be a
selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Knowledgeable offensive tutor and answer questions in the room as the system's being installed, and has some a little bit of experience with Shane Waldron. The Bears also hired Ryan Griffin to be an offensive assistant who will spend a lot of time with the quarterbacks, and that is a name that a lot of people may not know, but he was a player not too long ago, spent some time with the Buccaneers while Tom Brady was there. And so in an assistant coach role, he may take on that veteran, younger mentor type role that will be able to help Caleb Williams or whatever quarterback may be there to help himself along the developmental process.
So wasn't Ryan Griffin a former tight end?
Different Ryan Griffins.
Oh,
different,
okay.
Two different Ryan Griffins. Yeah, believe me, it's spelled the same. Different guys. Ryan Griffin was a tight end for the Bears in 2022. Different Ryan Griffin. This is the quarterback Ryan Griffin.
I'm waving to the guys in the background. Those kids in the background want to be on your little podcast. Hey guys, welcome to Take the North. All right, they're in there having a good time. They look like
this is what you get here in the hallway.
I get it. I think I applaud your resourcefulness because I know how it gets. Last thing, Dan, I have, then you can wrap things up with any sort of tidbits that we overlook. We'll get to the rules, changes, and implications another time, because I think there's so much else to cover now, because I think those are very interesting. I don't want to dismiss that. But George McCaskey, big fat no to Hard Knocks again. Why?
We talked to Kevin Warren early this morning, and when we pushed him and I kind of pushed his buttons on the Hard Knocks thing, it didn't feel like a hard no. It felt like maybe the door was open. And so it was imperative then that we followed up with George McCaskey in our session with him, and he gave it the hard no, like a really hard no, and said it's our understanding that there are other teams interested in doing it, and we welcome their interest, which is the very George way of handling that and putting on the stop sign. Look, like I think over time the Bears will have their own ways of peddling out the behind the curtain content that Hard Knocks has become so known for. I had hoped this morning that maybe they were going to be chosen, and then George put a hard stop to that this afternoon. And those are the things we learned down here. And so people that were holding out hope for that will be disappointed.
Quickly, at the social function on Monday night, did George McCaskey not tell you that he liked it better when he was having drinks with reporters and he dreaded the formal interview process? Was that the gist?
He calls the reception at the owners' meetings that includes both media and all the team personnel one of his favorite nights of the year. And then he calls the next afternoon, when he has to sit with us in an on-the-record session in a group, his least favorite day of the year. He does it all in good fun. He does it with love to us in the media. Always good to catch George at that social function. He's always incredibly loose, incredibly amusing and entertaining. And then he was even amusing when we got him this afternoon. Colleen Kane and I sat with him for a two-on-one later, David, and in expressing his excitement for what this offseason has been, he said, well, you know, the offseason is usually boring. What do we have to pay attention to? College basketball? And we said, George, this isn't the week to sit with two graduates of the University of Illinois and poo-poo college basketball here.
Oh, my gosh.
We had to go back and forth on that.